third pack of Avodah Lishtakimah was continuation of the idea we learned in the previous Mishnah, that if something is a double choshev, it is not batal. Previous Mishnah we learned the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chachamim, whether a moly sif, which was a thread which was a few inches long, that was dyed with Isser Anon, is that considered a double choshev when it's woven into a begin or not? Rav Meir held it was a double choshev, and Chachamim held it is not a double choshev. Now we're starting a new Mishnah. Oy moly sif mitzema b'chor. The begin, the wool that is growing on a bechor sheep is also vano, even after it gets the moon. And if you wove a thread that was made from this wool, that is the length of this moly sif, into a garment, you go like a beggar, the beggar becomes also vano and has to be burnt. Misar nozir, from the hair that the nozir shaves off, which is also a vano, and you made a strand out of that, and you wove it into a beged, it's the same halachim. Petach hamar, a firstborn hamar before it is redeemed, it's here is also a barno, basak, you made a sack out of it. You don't have a sack. So, here the Mishnah does not bring a machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim. It says that as long as you had a moly sit of, that is made of the hair of a bechor or a nozer or petach hamar, bechor over here we're talking about the animal, which is a bechor. Yeah. Also, and not only does the Mishnah not bring a machlekes, but the Rambam, even though in the previous Mishnah he paskins like Chachomin, that a moly sit of thread is not kosher enough not to be bottled over here, he paskins like the Stam Mishnah, which is Mashmah, the Rambam learned that over here the Chachomin would agree. It's not clear what is the difference between here and the previous case. The Mishnah Rishonim says as follows, that over there the strand itself was mutter, it was just dyed with a aser bano dye. Over here the hair itself is aser and therefore it's more cautious. Even though that's for in itself, this is very big kiddush, because if the thing is mechashev, what would you care if it's intrinsically aser, it's only aser because of the dye. Anyway, that's the halacha, that these isurim of the hair of an bechor animal, whether it's a kosher animal or it's a chamor before it was redeemed, bechor of a chamor before it was redeemed, or the hair of another that was shaven off, all these are aser b'ano. And if you make a moly sit, this length of thread out of these iser ano, and you weave it into a garment, the entire garment is aser b'ano, it has to be burnt. Uber mikdoshim, if you took hair from hektish, then mekashim kol shem, even if it's less than that. The idea behind this, the mafarshim say, is the concept of gobel sheyesh lo matirin, something which you can make the iser mutter is not bottle. By hektish, you could, hektish is also because you proclaimed it hektish. Since you could be shoyel al ha neder, you could go to a chacham and retract the neder, therefore consider a dovshish matirim. That is the explanation of the raizis. Why, once again, why mekdoshim are not bottle at all? The hair of mekdoshim is because of dovshish matirim. There are other explanations.